Let's get more now on the new national strategy out this morning to eliminate family and sexual violence in the next 25 years. Governments have tried and failed for many years to get on top of the problem, but a new partnership between community groups and the government aims to set the country on the right path. Earlier, I spoke to the Minister for the Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence, Marama Davidson, and asked her what the first steps are in the plan.
We hope to increase reporting of family violence and sexual violence. Right now, the majority of our cases are underreported. At least 80% of harm does not go anywhere, is not, you know, people do not put their hands up. What we need to be able to see in the next couple of years is people feeling safe to be able to put their hands up, because there will be a stronger workforce with the right skills at the right time, so that when people put up their hand, they will not be further harmed by government agencies, but they will receive actual support and long-term focus on healing, with a strong prevention focus to stop violence from happening in the first place.
So a success might be that it looks much worse initially. What does that support look like for families? If they put up their hand, they say that this is a problem for them, what can they get? What will they be able to manage to achieve?
Well, firstly, that people, when they put up their hand, will be believed and respected in the very first instance. This is the system change that we want. You'll see in the strategy that it makes it very clear that the system needs to be accountable, that we can no longer disbelieve people, that we need to provide whatever the wraparound support is, that is unique to their needs as well. So again, Susie, Māori women, disabled people, rainbow people, older people, ethnic people have not been catered for. There have not been good enough or enough services for particular communities of people. And in the very first instance, I really want to be able to see in the next 2 years people being able to get the help they want, to be believed and respected at every step of their journey.
This will involve working with several departments, I'm sure, police and Oranga Tamariki spring to mind. There may not be very high trust within some of these communities towards some of those agencies. So how is that going to work? Why would people necessarily put their hand up if then they end up having to work with people that they maybe don't feel that comfortable with?
And that is true at the moment across the entire system, Susie. There is not the level of trust and safety that people feel there is to be able to ask for help. It's not limited to any one or two agencies. What we have seen is good examples of where we bring the agencies together, including police. For example, the what are called the safety tables around the country, where police do literally sit down at the table with community, with iwi, with tangata whenua, with the sector specialists and organisations like Women's Refuge, where everyone sits down together, authentically works together, it is showing to increase people's trust. It is showing to have better outcomes for people who need help when they need help.
What resourcing is this plan going to get? Because it sounds like it will need a fair heft.
So you'll see that the strategy comes with an action plan. The action plan gives us a really awesome opportunity to lay down the foundations for the whole strategy over the next couple of years. That strategy has been worked on across the agencies. It has 40 actions in it. The majority of those actions have already begun or are able to be funded already in the baselines of what we've currently got. Of course, there are some actions that will require some new funding, and that is a process that all ministers and agencies have agreed. Those actions are a priority, so I'm really confident that we are starting out with an action plan that can be delivered.
Talk me through an example of how this would work. A family has got issues with violence within it. Say the woman has put her hand up and has reported this. Take me through the steps of what would then happen downstream.
Sure. In the first instance, that woman, any person, needs to feel that they can put their hand up, because she, that person, will be believed, will be respected for who they are, that the person dealing with them will have the tools to recognise and deliver a trauma-informed approach, that they will understand that people in different states of putting their hand up may not be able to give a completely coherent outline or story of what has happened to them, and that person will get the support, whether that's the counselling support, the advocacy support, the navigation support, to be able to work through what is at the moment a very complicated system. So they will be believed, they will be given and listened to about what their needs are, and the needs could vary. They could be in a pretty crappy housing situation at the moment. They could be dealing with other influences, with other sort of situations in their lives that require extra support. And of course, we lead to the support, the ongoing support, not just for the incident, but for the healing. And that is crucial here, Susie. We have not had enough focus on the long-term needs for healing either.
That is the Minister for the Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence, Marama Davidson.